This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are starting out with a gentleman who has been a regular guest during our editorials, also had him on the weekend show. We think very highly of Dana. His name is Dana Lyons, works in the Chicago area, manages money, among other things. Very, very astute individual when it comes to commentary on the markets, whether you're talking precious metals, whether you're talking energy, or whether you're talking conventional markets in the U.S., conventional equities. You know, we've seen record highs this past week, and even going back a little farther in the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. When I say record highs, obviously I mean record high closings. Is this going to continue in your mind, Dana?
First of all, thanks for having me back, guys. We've seen these kinds of markets in the past, these low volatility, kind of steady creeping markets. They go up inch by inch every day. And the difficult thing about it is, if you're looking for downside, if you're looking to short it, or you're looking for a top, it's extremely difficult to identify or predict when it's going to top out. These things can persist for months and months at a time. So just because we're, you know, extended, we're up at a high, it doesn't mean it's going to roll over. Most of the time, new highs lead to further new highs. You know, the new high that leads to a top is only once, right? So usually new highs lead to further new highs. And so it's a dangerous game, on the one hand, trying to time a top and trying to time shorts. On the other hand, it is the type of a market, like I said, a low volatility, steady creeping market, inch by inch every day, the kind of market we've seen a number of times in recent years. I can recall in February 2007, January 2014, July 2014, where we had this creeping market for maybe 4 months in a row, and then, bam, you get 3 days that can erase like 4 months worth of gains. But again, that's extremely hard to time. That may occur at some point in the not too distant future, but there probably won't be many signs that will get you out before that happens. So if you're not long the market right now, it's tough to buy it. At the same time, it's tough to time that short where you're going to pick off the top. So I would, this is the kind of market I would, I'd be careful about trying to be too active either way. So we're sitting with a decent long position and trying some selective shorts here and there to hedge. But most of those shorts have been breaking out and going against us, and you stop yourself off quickly. But it's a market, like you said, it probably will keep creeping higher until you know, the rug gets pulled. But again, that's hard to time.
Dana, you bring up a very good point that if we did have, let's say, a couple days of some pretty significant selling, then yeah, we can easily give up these small gains that we have been making. It seems like almost day over day, at least week over week in these markets. But that being said, the markets being able to move up at the rate and how they're able to do it, I think, is the most important part here. We are seeing this sector rotation. It feels like money is not fleeing from the market. It's simply just moving from one sector to the other, which is very different than last time when we were hitting all-time highs, which was driven by some of the high-flying stocks. Where do you see an opportunity possibly around the corner with this sector rotation that we have been seeing?
Yes, you bring up a good point, and we talked about it before. In our opinion, that the idea of rotation is kind of an overrated thing. It usually means when people describe rotation in the media, it usually means, okay, some things were up today and some things were down, and tomorrow the reverse happened. So it doesn't mean it's necessarily a rotation. This rally that we've seen over the last several months, I think, is a great example of rotation actually, you know, in gear. We've seen the defensives, markets, utilities, staples, telecom that led the rally in the first half of the year. They've obviously fallen by the wayside over the last month and a half or so. We've seen cyclicals, growth, technology, industrials, that type of thing, step up and actually assume the leadership and move on to new highs. And if you're just looking at the major averages, it's hard to detect that thing, you know. If you are in the major averages, that's fine. You can just sit there. But the calmness in the averages kind of belie what's going on below the surface. And it's an interesting dynamic in that the taking turns, the rotation that's going on, has kind of led to a smooth ride. But there's a lot more going on below the surface than meets the eye.
Give us some examples, would you?
Yeah, you know, right now I would say it's hard to chase something like technology unless you get it on the breakout and that, you know, day one or day two. Like, fortunately, we got a couple of these sectors and indexes back in mid-July on the first day or two of the breakouts that we've been able to ride. But something like technology that we missed. It's up on a rope here after, you know, a month of straight gains. We're not going to be chasing after that. But on the other end of the spectrum, you see things like the utilities, staples, the REITs, some of these defensives that were former leaders. They've now pulled back and are hitting kind of the breakout points that they had maybe a couple months ago. So if you're going to make a stab at something that's not extended, that is still in a long-term uptrend, you might try your hand at a few of those sectors.
Dana, earlier this week we had the Fed minutes come out, and I think we'd be remiss not to quickly touch on them. In my opinion, there was very little market moves around these minutes. And I think as we have moved through this year, the minutes and what the Fed has had to say has not changed the, let's say, longer term direction, I guess mostly because the Fed continues to, I consider it, be very wishy-washy and not committing to anything, which is what we're seeing in no interest rate rises. Mm-hmm. How important do you think it is, the Fed's narrative, as we move through the rest of this year?
In our view, 0%. We don't watch the Fed at all. We don't incorporate Fed narrative, Fed even the policy moves. We don't incorporate it at all in our management because we're taking data directly from the market. So anything that's market moving that is worthwhile and worthy of being considered it's all going to be filtered through the market and through the data itself. So we're just looking at the data. We can't, what the Fed is going to do or say is kind of a waste of time because it's an unknowable. You can't predict what they're going to do, what they're going to say. So, yes, obviously on the day or a week, that they come out, especially if it's a surprise, there will be market reaction to it that they absolutely have an influence. But as far as something exogenous to the market, like a Fed policy or statement, you know, it's not something that you can incorporate in an objective strategy. So in our view, it's a waste of time even trying to attempt to incorporate that into your investment decisions.
Dana, I got to cut you off real quick. We have to take a break for a commercial from our local radio stations. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with our conversation with Dana Lyons. Unfortunately, Al had to step out of the studio, but that's okay. In this segment, Dana and I are going to be talking more specifically about gold. So, Dana, this week we saw gold continue to appreciate, albeit very, very slowly, and in a, I guess, healthy way. I've been on record for a while saying as long as gold can move sideways through the rest of this summer period and consolidate the gains that it has put in over the past about 8 months, this is a very positive sense for gold. You posted an article earlier on this week dealing with the GLD and a resistance point that we are up against right now. Can you first outline that for us, please?
Sure, Corey. Before I begin, I would concur with your statements about gold at this point, and that it would be healthy to further consolidate some of the gains that it's had so far. But as far as the resistance line that we posted a chart and a little piece on our blog, we're looking at the GLD specifically, which is the gold share, Spider Gold Shares ETF or ETN that trades that mimics gold. But it is currently bumping up against the downtrend line that started back 2011 high. So it connects the 2011 highs and then the fall of 2012 highs. And it's intersecting here around 130, which is right above where the price of GLD is trading right now. So it's, on the one hand, it doesn't mean they can't get through there. In fact, when we post these things, it's an opportunity, both ways. It could be resistance. If it stops there, you got to assume that it's going to stop there for the time being. Then again, if it's able to hurdle over that line, then it's a significant event for the bulls. So it could go, significantly higher at that point. But right now, it's that's probably one of the hurdles that's facing gold as far as moving higher from here. I will say that over the last 6 weeks or so, starting in early July, it's bumped up against that trend line a couple times. So the more price bumps up against a trend line or a resistance or support area, the more it weakens that that level. So it should be, at this point, the trend line should be a little bit weaker than it was upon the first touch in early July. So eventually it prices could wear down that trend line and break through and see another leg up.
So, Dana, when we are dealing with a trend line that has been in place for this long, as you mentioned, this trend line started back in late 2011, so we're 5 years into this trend line here. When we do finally break it, and whether that happens very shortly or it does take, let's say, to the end of the year for us to break this, do you usually find the moves to be explosive, or does it trend along just above the trend line?
As a bull, in this case specifically, what you want to see is an explosive move up through it. Preceding that move, what you want to see is exactly what has been going on. What you want to see is it kind of consolidate, kind of bump up against the trend line for a while and consolidate the recent, digest the recent gains before it blasts through. So you don't want to necessarily see it go right through, because oftentimes that ends up in an exhaustive move and a failed breakout. But what you want to see as a bull is kind of bump up and eat away at that trend line for a while, just like it's been doing. So, and as you asked, what you want to see after that is an explosive move that doesn't look back. So I would say if you see a breakout above the trend line that doesn't fail, immediately in the next few days, then a rule of thumb would be, as long as it stays above for about, 3 to 5 days, then things would look good for the bulls for another leg up.
Okay, so Dana, with this nice move that we've been seeing, this creeping up of the gold price and even some of the gold shares, how much do you think the U.S. dollar trending down has been playing into this, let's call it an investment narrative? Right now, as we're recording, the U.S. dollar is in the 94-point region, but definitely trending down, may even break 94 points by the time this interview is released.
The correlation is still pretty high on an inverse basis. I would say the price of gold regardless of what the U.S. dollar has done or is doing, has been exceedingly strong for most of the year. So you've seen, at least since January, when gold prices bottomed out, you've seen a huge rally, whereas you haven't really seen the decline, the commensurate decline in the U.S. dollar. So maybe partially that would be explained by the dollar action, but I don't think, certainly not all of it, and maybe not even most of it. So I think that's a positive for gold bulls in that it's got more going for it than just dollar weakness. And also, we're not convinced at all that the dollar is headed back down, maybe in the short term. And rather, we're rather bullish on the U.S. dollar, especially versus, you know, the other commodities or other currencies rather around the world. So eventually, I think this consolidation of the dollar that's gone on for about 18 months resolves itself to the upside. And considering the gold action over the last during the first part of this year, that doesn't necessarily, a dollar moving up doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a death knell for the gold rally. We like to look at prices of each and every data series on an individual basis and judge it on the merits, on its own merits, rather than, you know, what other another asset, another price series is doing, and play it off there. So could you have gold and the dollar going up? I don't see why not.
Well, I agree with your comments, especially on the longer term outlook for the dollar. I still see strength in the dollar, especially when you compare it to what's going on in other currencies and other economies around the world. One final comment, Dana, regarding your fund and regarding, let's call it, the allocation towards precious metals. Do you consider yourself under-allocated towards the precious metals, over-allocated? Where do you find yourself right now?
Right now, at the moment, we don't have any allocation to precious metals. We are looking to add some. I would say we're looking to add some. And we're looking to add some to gold equities. Probably more interested in gold equities based on the move that we've seen this year, the rally. We think it's probably the start of something rather than we might see a decent correction before it happens. We might see, you know, not the action not actually go straight up from here. We might see some more consolidation digestion. But to us, it seems like more of the initial move, the beginning of a longer-term move than anything that might be overdone at this point.
All right, Dana. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. Here we are in segment 3. We are chatting with Chuck Provini, President and CEO of Natcor Technologies. Chuck, looking on the website and also on our site, as this news release is on our site, you came out with a news release on the 16th entitled Natcor Technology Tapped as Project Manager for Solar Project in Vietnam. What's that all about?
There's a European group that was assembled to put together a 200-megawatt solar facility in Vietnam. They are partnering with a consortium of Vietnamese, particularly government people at the province level, you know, to coordinate and build this 200-megawatt facility, which is a pretty big solar farm. They have engaged Natcor to be the consultant to do the best of breed, meaning identify all the best equipment, all the best cells, all the best inverters, all the best panels, get an engineering company to put it together. So we'll be the consultant, you know, to run that particular project.
So, Chuck, this ties in with the best of breed program that Natcor has, and I want you to compare and contrast the finer workings of this deal for the energy project in Vietnam and the deal that you have ongoing for the solar farm in Belize. Can you outline the differences here, please?
Yes, we're kind of educating ourselves as to how to make these things, you know, come to fruition. The Belize deal is a 10 megawatt start and a 50 megawatt total facility, but we're kind of at the mercy of the developers there of getting the financing to complete their airport because the solar farm is contingent to that. The Vietnamese situation, we're getting ourselves a little better educated, and we're now accessing through our best of breed, in addition to great solar panels and great inverters, financing. We have relationships with several banks in Asia, even in the Middle East, you know, who fund these types of projects. So we're helping these people access that financing, so we're not at the mercy of them getting it on their own. We're being proactive, helping them get it, and then therefore we might actually, you know, we'll get a benefit from that also.
You know, it sounds to me like you guys are going in the right direction in the sense that you're no longer just concerned with a product, but you are concerned with getting, in addition to a fair amount of exposure, valuable exposure for that product, but you're also right on the verge of obtaining revenue from overseeing a number of related type projects around the world, Belize and then Vietnam, and I bet you don't stop there.
You're right. We're business people. You know, we have a bunch of very smart people doing great things with our technology. But by and large, you know, we're business people. And what a business person does is you fill a vacuum. We see a void. What makes our best of breed program work and unique is our technology. We're a small company, but we're a high profile company. We've been on TV a lot, the New York Times. So people kept calling. They see our technology. Send me your solar panels. Send me your solar cells. We don't have any. So we saw that vacuum. So our best of breed is hire us. We don't make equipment. We will go pick the best equipment that's available. We'll optimize it to give you the most efficient product, either in the form of a solar farm or a solar cell facility or whatever. And in exchange for choosing NatCore, as you do this, as our technology comes online, we'll give you exclusive rights to it for your region. So that's what separates us from anybody else who's building a solar farm. But what drives this thing and makes it work is the fact that we are at the front end of the technology in the solar industry.
Now, that's an interesting nuance, Chuck, because there are other companies out there that can put together and help build solar farms. But if I understand you correctly, you're saying what sets NatCore apart is the aspect of almost a customization to the project that they want, as well as utilizing some of NatCore's technology. Is that correct?
That's right, Corey. And what we're saying is the technology separates us from somebody else. Somebody else is going to go in, they're going to build a solar farm, then they're going to go down the road and build somebody, another one to compete with you. What we're doing is we're basically creating a customer. We're creating a customer either in the form of a solar farm or a solar panel manufacturer or cell. So we're going to give them access to the technology. We're going to get paid for it. We're going to get royalties. We're going to get license agreements. But we're developing a team. In the Vietnamese project, for instance, we're also going to build a solar panel facility for them and perhaps create a joint venture R&D facility with them. So that totally makes us different than just a plain old construction company who's screwing solar panels to a frame.
You know, you guys are getting a fair amount of very, what I would call, valuable press coverage. New York Times is covering you. The Star Ledger is covering you on numerous occasions. ABC News is right there. Fox News is there. Again, the New York Times. I mean, there is a lot of interest from the major news sources, I have to say, in what you guys are doing, Chuck.
And, you know, Al, another reason for that is, again, we're small. Technology's driving it all. But the people we're talking to are truly around the world. You know, we have, you know, potential deals going on with solar farms in Australia, in Bosnia, Macedonia, you know, really, you know, all over the world. And that puts us in an area, you know, where we'll become truly an international company. And, you know, and like, as I used to say a long time, if you want to get hit by a car, you've got to play in the street. So we're playing in the street and some pretty big streets around the world.
So, well, you've been to the White House, I noticed.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Not too much happened there.
Well, but the fact of the matter is you got in the door and you didn't have to buy a ticket, and that's my guess. Anyway, having said that, interesting stuff going on. You know, you started this company, about 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. We've been involved with you for those entire 3 years. Interest of full disclosure, by the way, I do need to say Corey and I are very definitely shareholders of AnnettCore Technology. Now, in terms of the product itself, what's going on there?
We are making good progress at the lab. You know, if you recall, our primary product is we're basically making a solar cell that eliminates silver, uses aluminum foil to replace it. We're putting the contacts, those stripes you see on solar cells, on the bottom. We're using lasers to do that as compared to these high temperature furnaces. So we're going through the optimization function, you know, for that. We're looking, you know, small companies are always looking for funding. Hopefully some of this best of breed is going to help fund some of our technology. We've gotten our efficiencies up a little over 18%. We think, you know, which quite frankly is competitive right now with what solar cells are. But what we're looking to do is to get it into the 20s, getting some people to help us overcome some of our optimization issues. Having Fraunhofer or NREL's, the people like that who are basically just laboratories. If we go to a manufacturer and try to get them to help us, there's going to be some questions about who owns the technology. If we get the money we need to hire someone to help us get past these, you know, the 18 and get to the 23% numbers, then there's no question we own the technology. So we're making good progress. It's you know, research and development. It's research. You know, we're learning more every day. But what the best of breed has done for us, it's given us another alternative for shorter term revenue, big projects, and hopefully it'll help fund our primer. Our goal, which is to change the technology in the solar industry.
Well, there you go. There's a nice rundown and a recap of what AnnettCore has been up to. It's interesting to see not necessarily the shift in business, but this new business opportunity open up thanks to this best of breed program that you have started up. I am looking forward to seeing the progress that's made not only in Belize, also in Vietnam, and any other locations that you manage to get into deal-wise. Chuck, thanks for joining us. Thanks for providing us with an update. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend show. We got Valentin Schmidt with us right now. Valentin is the business editor for the Epoch Times. He wrote a very, very interesting article that we're going to discuss right now. The article is entitled "The Clinton and Trump Economic Plans: Growing the State or the Private Sector." He opens up the article by saying, quote, "With poll after poll saying the economy is the most important issue in the presidential election, the candidate who connects with voters on this subject has a good chance of winning it all, and the proposals fall on either side of one question: is the state or the individual better at spending people's money?" Mr. Schmidt, you're on, bud.
Hey, Al and Corey. Hey, it's always nice to be on your show. So, what's the question? No, I'm joking, of course. I mean, this is an important topic. The polls say the economy is the most important thing for the voter, despite all the, you know, other controversial things that especially Donald Trump has put out. People care most about the economy, and then the way I analyzed it and framed it is basically, okay, you know, rather than looking at, you know, all the little details and stuff like that, which I also did, but the big principles behind it are, do you want to have the private sector decide over the allocation of scarce resources, or do you want to have the state decide over the allocation of scarce resources? And I think this year, compared to the previous years, you really do have a very clear choice with regard to economic policy, because Trump is basically saying, okay, we're going to slash taxes across the board. His original proposals were even much more aggressive than the ones he had to water it down a bit. So he wanted to have 0%, 10%, 20%, and 25%. And 25% you're only paying if you make more than 150. And most people would pay $0 to 25,000. So they don't even have to file tax, which makes complete sense, because it's a huge hassle and most people don't do it anyway. And If you make that kind of money, you know, you really shouldn't be paying anything. So anyway, now I think he ended up with 0, 20, and 33% the original Republican proposal, which is still good. And then slash corporate taxes, flat rate, 15%, you know, rather than the outrageous 35% or 39% if you include state taxes. And then all the loopholes, which is just a massive bureaucracy and it doesn't work. So he says 15% flat, but no, loopholes, no deductions. He says he wants to limit government waste, which I'm sure there's plenty of opportunity for, but, he hasn't really said, you know, he took the pen and said, we're going to scrap this and this and this. So the people came out and say, oh, this is going to cost us $10 trillion over 10 years and stuff like that. But all those models that they assume a static impact of the tax cuts. So basically saying, so you cut the tax, you lose the revenue, but the activity doesn't increase. And so you have to take on that to finance it. And what I found is that usually those models are, you know, the assumptions are wrong. And their predictive power also usually is really not that great. Like if you look at all the, basically any kind of standard statistical model, it's kind of hard to predict things over 10 years. But if you look at history, for example, and you see the Reagan tax cuts, which of course, you know, books have been written about that and there's many nuances to it. But the bottom line takeaway is that they did not decrease tax revenue. The tax revenues were higher after Reagan slashed the taxes. In 1982 or 81, there was a reform. And then in 88, the tax revenue was about double. I think it went up from $600 billion to $1 trillion. So the revenues increased. Now, Reagan also tripled the national debt, but that wasn't because of the tax cuts. It was because he also massively increased spending. And then, of course, there's some people who say, well, maybe the spending increased the activity, so then you had more revenues, you know. Okay, who knows? But the point is, it's not clear-cut that tax cuts reduce revenue. And then, if you work under the assumption that revenue will only be reduced slightly, and activity will increase massively because you don't have all those crazy taxes, then Trump's proposal makes sense. Now, Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, is a complete opposite. And she says, well, first of all, we're going to raise the taxes on the rich. And again, people make these assumptions and say that will bring in about $1 trillion and change. But they make that assumption that the activity won't decrease. And in some ways, you know, this makes sense, like an effective minimum tax on people making more than $1 million, because a lot of them just, you know, should be paying whatever, 30-40%, but in effect, like Warren Buffett or Mitt Romney, they pay 10% because they've structured it the right way. So in a way, if you want to have a progressive tax system, then it's actually good to make it work. But on the other hand, it's clear, if I'm making $950,000 and I have the choice to make more and then pay more tax, I'm not going to do it. Very simple. I'm not going to do it, because why would I be penalized for doing more? And so people will just decrease the activity. The same with the corporate taxes. She wants to actually eliminate all the loopholes, but not lower the corporate tax rate. So that really would then put America at a disadvantage. And then the other thing I forgot about Trump is I like the way, the difference in approach. So Trump says, guys, look, don't stash all that cash overseas, bring it back to the U.S. and invest it here. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to offer 10% rate on repatriation rather than the 35% you have to pay now. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, says, don't do it voluntarily. No, she wants to force people by imposing a forced tax on the earnings stashed abroad. So she wants to force people to bring it back. So again, much different attitudes here, and in my experience in history, like, the higher the tax rate, the lower the activity. It's very simple.
Valentin, let's look at their I guess trade policies too, because this is also a key issue to consider. In your idea, what does Trump outline? What does Hillary outline? Which one do you think actually stands a chance of working best?
Okay, that's a good point. For Trump, trade is definitely a big issue. For Hillary, it's also, but she has been more ambivalent on it. So basically, for Trump, it's important that he integrates the trade policy with his tax policy, because the point is of bringing American jobs and American capital home. So if you lower the tax rate, And if you tell companies you can bring back money for 10%, and then on top of that, you proceed against people who cheat at trade, which China is the best example. I mean, it's clear for 16 years since they started with the WTO, they've been cheating all the time in 100 different ways. And, you know, of course, you have to know that the Clintons, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they got a lot of funding indirectly through Chinese businessmen. So that's another classic one of the examples where they voted, they lobbied to get them into the WTO. And with Trump, that's not going to happen. He says, look, we're going to trade fairly, so you stop cheating. And if you don't, then we're going to use tariffs. I spoke to his advisor on this topic, Peter Navarro, very smart guy. No, it's a negotiations tool. And if China doesn't want to stop cheating, then the second worst option, rather than being completely ripped off, which is the case right now, is to limit trade and protect local industry. So you have another incentive for American companies to better compete with lower taxes and repatriate their capital, and then they will also be shielded from dumped Chinese steel products or whatever you have. Now, Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, to me, is very clear. She has always been supportive of these pretty one-sided trade agreements, probably because she got some payoffs from somewhere. I mean, this is all in the Clinton cash, and this has been documented quite thoroughly. Just not in the mainstream media. So she basically got funded by the Chinese to get them in, and probably also some Mexican or American corporations who wanted to produce in Mexico. Now, the results of all her trade deals, where she really had a big influence, either through her husband or personally, has been very bad for American jobs. All the studies that come out, you know, say NAFTA cost American jobs, China cost American jobs, even her personal South Korea trade deal, which she personally negotiated, that cost American jobs. So those things really aren't working, and Hillary historically has been always in favor of the quote-unquote free trade or unfair trade, and recently, because she has gotten so much flack for it from both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, she now says she doesn't support TPP anymore, but all of her cronies, all the people around her, like, you know, her vice president, he came out in favor of TPP. She has said previously she's in favor of TPP. And even I spoke to one of the people who works for her, and he also thinks they're going to turn around after she wins the election. So Hillary stands for unfair trade practices that historically have made America lose, both in terms of profit and in terms of labor.
Well, there you have it. Not necessarily an endorsement, a bit of a criticism, but you know what? You folks make up your own mind about Mrs. Clinton. I know my mind is made up. I know what I'm doing. Thanks a lot, Valentine.
Thanks, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.